News, I'm Ben Thomas. More developments in the murder of United Healthcare CEO, including suspect Luigi Mangione's fingerprints. Hi, Panjwani has the latest.
The gun found on the suspect in the killing of the United Healthcare CEO matches shell casings found at the scene.
We were able to match that gun to the three shell casings that we found in Midtown at the scene of the homicide.
New York City's Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch made the announcement.
We're also able at our crime lab to match the person of interest's fingerprints with fingerprints that we found on both the water bottle and the Kind bar near the scene of the homicide in Midtown.
Police had said earlier that they believe the gunman bought the items at a nearby coffee shop while waiting for his target. Mangione is jailed in Pennsylvania on weapon and forgery charges, but he's also been charged with murder in Brian Thompson's death. I'm Haya Panjwani.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says he plans to resign at the end of President Biden's term in January. The announcement comes a week and a half after President-elect Trump announced his intention to nominate loyalist Kash Patel for the position. The Pentagon says Russia could launch another of its new intermediate-range ballistic missiles against Ukraine soon, but Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh says the U.S. does not consider it a battlefield game-changer.
We've seen this before. They're trying to use every weapon that they have in their arsenal to intimidate Ukraine. But of course, Ukraine, with the United States, other partners around the world, continues to have our support as they, fight every single day on the battlefield.
Russia's defense ministry is warning it may retaliate against Ukraine for an attack today on a military base in southern Russia. And in Syria, families have been flocking to a Damascus morgue to examine photos of bodies found in detention centers and prisons since the fall of President Bashar Assad's government. This is AP News. Sagar Magani has the latest gauge of inflation.
Consumer prices rose 2.7% in November from a year earlier, up from 2.6% in October. Another sign price pressures remain persistent.
And Seth Sutel, the AP Markets Report.
Wall Street got back to climbing after the latest update on inflation appeared to clear the way for more help for the economy from the Federal Reserve. The S&P 500 gained 0.8% Wednesday. The index broke a two-day losing streak and finished just short of its all-time high. Big tech stocks led the way, which drove the Nasdaq Composite up 1.8%. The Nasdaq closed above 20,000 points for the first time. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lagged the rest of the market with a dip of 99 points. That's about 0.2%. The inline report on inflation helped to cement expectations that the Fed will deliver another cut to interest rates at its meeting next week. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.